Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, hour number 3. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're excited to announce that starting this Saturday morning, right here on Fox Sports Radio, we've got a brand new college football pregame show that takes you right up to kickoff. It's exciting, folks. This is big news. Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetGM, launches this Saturday live from 9 a.m. Eastern to 12 noon, 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific time. Be sure to join Brian Noe, Rich Ornberger, who's a former All-American Penn State player, played left guard, and Pickwise lead betting analyst Jared Smith. That's a heck of a lineup as they take you right up to college football kickoff every Saturday morning right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Again, presented by the great folks over at BetMGM. We got Jay Crawford, a friend of the show. Rob and I go way back with him to the days of Cold Pizza. Yes, before it was First Take.
Cold Pizza.
Before it was Stephen A's Playground.
Yes.
It was Cold Pizza with Woody Page and Skip Bayless and Jay Crawford and Dana
Jacobson.
And Rob and I, and we remember even before Dana.
Yep.
I mean, we were there from the very start. I can't even remember all the, there were three hosts.
Chris,
the three female
right.
hosts.
Kit,
I can't remember
Kit
them. Their
and
names.
Kit. And who was the other woman? Something Andrews.
Tina. Kit is still on
Kit's
television
on entertainment.
Somewhere.
She does an entertainment show. I've
well.
Seen her, yeah.
But
it's funny,
we
Chris,
go way back to that.
Cause
that's
been,
20 years ago, right?
I know.
Almost.
And it's, I think me and you are the only two, me, you, and Skip have been on all the debate, you know, like all those shows, the three of us.
So meaning Cold
Pizza,
First Take, which was the same show.
Right, but I'm just saying, once it moved and became First Take, we were on that show.
Well, you and I and Skip are certainly the only...
No, those are the only...
Like, well, are Steven we the only two who've ever been on First Take and Undisputed?
Right, but I'm saying...
Which are the
three
shows that compete against
right,
each other.
But I'm saying those are the only ones, right?
Yeah, Shannon, who you got? Shannon, Stephen J. Yeah, we're probably the only ones that have been on both.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yep. So Jay will join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk to him about Donovan Mitchell. But Rob, let's get into a little baseball. I think there's an exciting story brewing, and you want to hate, so we can get
into it. I'm not hating.
Let's go.
I'm edumacating.
Well, yeah, we'll see. Anyway, my boy, Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, now you're a Shohei
guy.
Hold
on. Oh. I said I was the only one on this show that said he was the MVP last year, and sure enough, he wins MVP. So anyway, Shohei Ohtani, who I don't think will win it this year, although some people are saying, he becomes, Rob, the first player in Major League Baseball history to record 30 home runs and 10 wins on the mound in the same season. And everybody, rightly so, is going crazy over it. Congratulations, Shohei Ohtani, for doing something that no one else in the history of the sport has done. Not even Russell Westbrook's triple-double season. Now, he's the first to do it multiple times, but Oscar Robertson had done it. So this is incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Yet another made-up stat where they come up with some little, nobody's ever won 10. What is 9 games? Nobody's ever won 10 games, and it's always the same. And my Zoom went out, Chris, so I'm having issues. Okay, so you can't.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I hate that my battery, something's going wrong. But anyway, I'm not buying into this. This is a thing about Shohei because nobody else has ever done what he's been able to do, because for the most part they aren't allowed to do it. They had never allowed guys who were good hitters to want to hit. There are a number of pitchers, Chris, over the years who were good athletes who probably could have done it, but they always went to the specialization. And then,
when did they get to specialize?
Well, I'm just saying, like, there were guys who could have done this. Babe Ruth did
really?
It back in the 20s, and guys used to hit all the time, Chris.
Well,
Pitchers used to hit all the time.
I know that in high school, you know, a lot of times the
college,
best pitcher is just a great player and he can hit. But if you were that good, you could have done both. I'm not buying it.
No, they frowned on it. They wanted you to concentrate. If you're a pitcher, we don't want you to hit. We want you to pitch. And then Shohei shows up to the United States. He demands to be a two-way player. And they're like, okay. And I'm not knocking him. He's a talented guy. He's unbelievable. He's not the MVP because he hasn't played in a meaningful game since opening day. So I'm not buying he's an MVP, okay, candidate. I'm sorry.
Let's take away Mike Trout. He's never played in a meaningful game.
Okay, but you got a guy who has been playing in meaningful games all year. All right, my point is, this is not as big of a deal because if there were more players, Chris, here's my point, and I'm going to be very clear on this. If there were 10 guys doing this, and he was the only guy to ever accomplish 10 wins and 30 home runs, then I would say, wow. Nobody else has ever been able to do this because there are other guys who are doing it, but they're not good enough. They're not as good as he is. But nobody else is doing it. So it's a made up, like, oh my God, are you watching this? Can you believe what he's doing? Well, of course. Because we've never seen this. We haven't seen a guy like this since Babe Ruth, and he played in the 20s, Chris. This is 2022. This is like 100 years ago. Stop with the Ohtani is unbelievable and nobody's ever done this and he's incredible and watch this and oh my God, can you believe what he's doing? Nobody else was given the opportunity to do what he's done, and I give him credit that he's been able to excel. He was an MVP and all that, but this ain't the big deal they're making it up to be.
Well, look, I'm not going to sit here and say that I don't think there's ever been a baseball player other than Babe Ruth who could have done
okay,
both.
Thank you.
Okay,
right.
I will give you, me I that. Don't know who. You don't know who.
No.
But I'm guessing somebody could have done both.
Yep.
That said, nobody has. And if they were good enough, they could have demanded it. If you were good enough to do both at a high level, Shohei was an exceptional hitter and pitcher over in Japan. Okay? And he demanded. He said, look, the team that's going to let me do both is most likely the team that's going to get me. No one else could have done that. If you were awesome at that in college or in high school, you couldn't have said, look, the college that allows me to do both, that's where I'm going because I think I can do both. Or the minor league team that allows me to do both, if I'm drafted, I'll go to that franchise and still going to college, like instead of going to college. So Rob, this is like if a player, let's say, for the sake of argument, let's say Micah Parsons played offense this year and became, let's say they put him at running back and he rushed for 1,200 yards and he became the first player ever to rush for 1,200 yards and get 10 sacks. I wouldn't poo-poo it and say, well, they won't let anybody else go both ways. Deion did it a little bit and, no, it would be a heck of an accomplishment.
I get that, Chris, and I'm not trying to take away his talent. He's an unbelievable player. My only point is to say he's the first guy to ever do it when nobody else has ever had a chance to do it in 100 years is the comical part, right?
Well, I mean, when I first read it, I was like, well, of course nobody else.
Right.
But. This is what you and I have talked about this before, Rob. Like, will he start a trend? And we've talked to people, and correct me if I'm wrong. I think most have felt it won't become a trend.
No, I agree with you.
Right?
I don't think it's going to be a trend. They would have to be so special. And he had an advantage, as you said, that he had done so well in Japan, and he demanded that he be allowed to do both in order to make the trip, you know, make the swap over to the United States. And so
would you begin to give him more credit if, say 20 years from now, no one else has done, forget 30 and 10, no one else has done both full time. Would you give him more credit then? Because I think, look, I do think this, Rob, if there's a kid who looks so good at both, I think they'll at least give him a shot.
I think he has more of a shot today than ever before.
Right.
I'll agree with you on that. They'd have to be special. And you talked about it. Deion Sanders scored a touchdown and hit a home run the same day on a major league level.
Now, again, should we, you know, not celebrate what Deion did or at least celebrate it as greatly and say, well, heck, who else did they let play?
No, but there were a few players. It's not like Deion was the only one. There are probably about at least 15 or 20 guys who played both. I can't give you like some of the old days.
Bo
Jackson did it. DJ Dozier, is that his name, Rob G? I think there was a running back or a player.
I remember DJ Dozier in football.
Yeah, he played baseball. And who's the other one? Brian Jordan played for the Braves, Chris, and the Falcons. You remember Brian Jordan?
Brian Jordan, yeah.
So there was like a number of guys, at least, you know, more than just Deion doing it. And I think that's where I just have my issue a little bit.
Let me ask you this. Would you, because if Ohtani just focused on hitting or pitching, I'm sure, I got to believe he'd be better at both, right? Like, he would be as great as he is, he'd be an even better hitter if he just focused on hitting, and he'd be an even better pitcher if he just focused on pitching.
I don't disagree with that. No, I don't. Like, to pitch.
So would you rather him choose one?
No, because I think this is unique, and I'm not like some Neanderthal. Like, for him to be able to have this success is incredible at the major league level, because we just haven't seen it. Especially for the Angels, I don't know if there was a team, because at some point that's what happened to Babe Ruth. You know, like they just need you to hit. Know what I mean? Like, he was a good pitcher, but he was a way better hitter. And Chris, when he was in the 20s, Babe Ruth was hitting like 40 home runs, and the next guy was hitting 5.
Right.
You know,
it was like,
well, what are you doing? You're pitching and not play. Not.
Well, look, here's how good of a pitcher he was. And I gotta admit, I don't know where these numbers stack up, you know, compared to other guys at that time. Although his ERA was really low, it was in the 2s. But he went 18-8 in 1915, then 23-12, 24-13, 13-7, and then 9-5. So it seems like he was beginning to maybe lose a little bit.
Yeah, pitching wasn't as good.
And then
right.
he began hitting full time, but. You know, I hear you in that, you know, I agree that they have, if a guy was great at both, he obviously had to choose in America. But I'm not going to poo-poo what Shohei's done. And I'm just excited. I would love to see somebody else do this. And I think there are guys that could do it, Rob. I don't know about 30-10, but I think there are guys that could do both.
Yeah, I would like to see if there was somebody else. And I think you're right. As kids, you know, like, I want to be like Mike, you know, like kids growing up.
Right.
Shohei could have that effect.
Oh, yeah.
I really believe
Absolutely.
That, because the kids watching going, this is incredible. I want to yep. pitch once a week and DH 5 days a week.
Right. Absolutely. All right. We're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you think Ohtani's becoming the first player ever to hit 30 home runs and win 10 games or more on the mound? It's not as big of a deal as some are making it out to be, just because no one else has really had the chance to do it. I think it's incredible. Rob, not as much. Your thoughts? Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
All right, it's the iCouple. We're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Shohei Ohtani, the first player in MLB history to hit 30 homers and win 10 games on the mound ever.
Chris, let me just give before we get to the calls, I'm going to give you one guy, Madison Bumgarner, the pitcher. In 594 at-bats, he's had 19 home runs. He's that would be a full season.
Right.
Right? And that's without taking BP. Pitchers don't take BP. They just practice bunting. They don't take BP. This guy had 19 home runs in 594 at-bats. That would be a regular season. You would take that. That's not bad.
It ain't 30.
No, but it tells you that if he was taking BP and a part of it.
And what's his batting average?
I don't have it in front of me. I'm looking at something else.
103!
He's not a pitcher.
Well, this year, 172.
Right. Okay.
That's his batting average, 172. What's Ohtani's?
Hello, is this on?
What's Ohtani's? I bet it ain't 172.
You can't hit 200 with no BP.
Ohtani's batting average this year.
No BP.
Is 269.
Oh, yeah, that's impressive. 269.
Oh,
okay.
It's a lot more impressive than 172.
All right. How about Tarik in Toronto?
Victory for Chris.
No, you're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. Tarik, what's up?
Love the baseball talk, guys. First day of September, going to the pennant run.
Yes, sir.
Right, about to get excited.
Yes.
This is what we get right now. On a side note, considering Madison Bumgarner pitched in San Francisco, which is a pitcher's ballpark, 19 home runs and 500 at-bats is definitely an accomplishment.
That's impressive. It is, Chris. Yes. That's not an easy
He's
place.
He's batting 172.
But it ain't an easy Stop. Place to hit home runs is what we say.
Yeah. But I have to agree with Chris. Even though not other players have gone through with the pitching and hitting, Shohei Ohtani has, and he's lived up to those expectations. So I agree with Chris that it is a big deal, 30 home runs, 10 wins. And anytime you mention Babe Ruth and someone else's name in the same sentence, it's always a big accomplishment considering the history behind the name of Babe Ruth.
I get that. I'm not going to poo-poo what he's done. I'm not trying to say he's a bum or he's no good or it's a joke. But I'm just saying, when people say he's the first one to do it, I would like to believe that there were other people, you know, who also were doing it and couldn't get to that point. That's what I'm saying. Is like, it's not like there's anybody else on the list because nobody else has had a chance.
30 home runs is not – like Daryl Strawberry, we had him on yesterday. And he was a great home run hitter, right?
Yep.
His most he ever hit was 39. I think he hit over 33 times. So that's what caliber of hitter you're talking about. So there are certainly guys who could have hit and pitched. But are they going to hit 30
but
and
Chris.
Win 10 and, you know, win 10 games? Particularly in today's MLB, Rob, winning 10 games, what would you say that in 1980, what is 10 wins now for a pitcher the equivalent of in 1980? 20?
I'm a 15 or so, but I get that.
At least 15.
But when you talk about the home runs, Strawberry's 39 home runs, when you still had to have a batting average and you just aren't swinging for the fences. Like, everything now, Daryl Strawberry didn't
hit 300?
No, but he didn't strike out 250 times because
you couldn't do that. 269.
No, I got that, but I'm saying
that's about where Strawberry hit a lot of years.
But you don't have the... You got to admit that guys swing for the fences because it's not a taboo,
no, I'll give you that.
Right? Like, people will swing... more so, Chris, because if you have a low batting average, nobody seems to mind. And if you strike out a lot, nobody seems to mind. When Strawberry was playing in the 80s and 90s, you couldn't have a 210 or a 195 batting average. You would be in the minor leagues. Would give me that?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. It is the Odd Couple. We got Jay Crawford coming up, as we said. But first, our next guest, WKYC-TV in Cleveland, host of the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show. Look, we can go through all of the history we all have together.
Yes.
But let's just get to the there's a lot to talk about with our man, Jay Crawford. Jay, what's up, man?
It's always good to be on with you guys. How the hell are you? Everybody good?
Yes.
We are great, man. And look, we're going to start. We know you were a great baseball player.
Yes. He can bring it as a pitcher.
Bowling Green, is it? Am I right? Bowling Green?
Very good.
Pitched at Bowling Green, right.
All right, I can't wait to hear Jay's take because he's a baseball guy.
We just had an argument on this for 15 minutes, Rob and I. Ohtani, I'm sure you know, first player ever to hit 30 home runs, 10 wins as a pitcher in the same season. I think it's incredible. Rob gives him his props but wants to kind of pour a little water on it because he says no one else has really been given a chance to do it. What are your thoughts on it?
I'm disappointed in you, Rob. No one else has been given a chance to do it because nobody else can do it.
Thank you.
Wait a minute, Jay. And here's my little ammo. Madison Bumgarner, in 594 career at-bats, has 19 home runs. And don't tell me
and
as a pitcher, Jay, you know he doesn't do any BP. He doesn't do anything when you're just a pitcher, right, to prepare for hitting. And my point is there are guys who, if you were given the same opportunity, probably could have had some success, and then we could really judge and say, yeah, he's the best guy who's ever done it. But when he's the only guy, I think it's a little too much to go over the top since nobody else had the chance to do it. That's all I'm saying.
Rob, he's the MVP.
No, he's not.
Wow.
Jay.
The reigning MVP.
Rob, reigning.
Who is the MVP? Who's the reigning MVP right now?
Reigning. Okay.
Okay. Now, whether or not you can say that Judge should be the MVP, that's fine. That's your opinion. My opinion is that a guy that contributes as much as he does, not just as a hitter, but as a pitcher as well. If the Yankees could take 20 fewer home runs from Judge and get 10 wins out of him on the mound, they'd be nuts not to do it.
No, but here's
they'd
my point, though.
Here,
but, Jay, he hasn't had a meaningful at-bat since opening day. And I'm not going to give
I'll give you that.
You could go up to bat, and you know there's a difference when the game's on the line and when it matters in the standings compared to just getting your cuts in every night. And that's what he's been able to do, and he's still batting 269. And he still only has 30 home runs. And I get the other.
Only 30 home runs become only 30.
Stop it. Exactly.
When the MVP has 51.
How many wins does Aaron Judge have?
He's helped the Yankees win. That's why they're in first place Aaron Judge.
How many wins does Aaron Judge have?
You know you got Rob behind the eight ball, Jay. I do want to ask you this, and we've we've asked other baseball people we've talked to, do you think this will become a trend? And I don't want to say trend.
But other guys,
we'll see
other guys,
other guys do it as they're coming up in high school and college. Because you know this, Jay. You may have been a great hitter for all we know when you were in high school. Because a lot of pitchers are great athletes and they hit
they play
well in
shortstop
high school.
Or whatever
and then they get
is,
forced
right.
to choose.
I always pitched and played shortstop.
Yep.
I was always at the top of my team on batting average. I, as you guys probably know, but I know Rob does, I still play. I am still one of the top hitters, if not the top hitter on my team. Most pitchers are just good athletes.
Yes.
Good. If you look at your high school teams, you know, it's particularly the little league teams. It starts to branch off a little in high school, but on your little league teams, your best pitcher is almost always your best hitter.
Right.
But what happens, and Rob knows this, what happens is as guys move up the ranks, whether it's from high school to college or college to professional, what happens is it becomes more and more difficult to dominate either as a hitter or as a pitcher. So what teams want is they want guys to be able to do one.
Right.
And the reason that there's so few that have been able to do both and do it well is because typically as they start focusing more on pitching or on hitting, the other discipline goes down dramatically because now they're at a much higher level. It was easier to dominate in high school when guys were throwing 75.
Right.
And when you go up to college, now all of a sudden everybody's throwing harder. Everybody has three or four pitches. And it's harder to dominate in one or the other. It's harder to dominate in both. Let me put it that way.
Right.
One. Now, the reason he's such a freak is because as he was coming up the ranks, he never had a drop-off in either one. He was able to dominate as a pitcher and dominate as a hitter. So you want to get the most out of every player you could. I once had an NFL GM told me if he could the question that I asked was if you could go in the lab and engineer an athlete that doesn't currently exist but should, what would it be? And I was fascinated by his answer. He said, I would go into the lab and create a punter that could kick.
Wow.
And I said, wow, really? Why?
Because it's two different jobs.
Why not?
Yeah.
And he said, I'm saving a roster spot.
Right.
I know they're clearly two different disciplines. It's like throwing a javelin and throwing a shot put. You'd think that, well, hey, you're throwing an object. You should be able to do both. Well, they're different disciplines. And so the kicker is obviously focused on hitting something that is still and on the ground. The punter is dropping something and getting more leg whip. But he said, if I could just, you know, wave a magic wand, I would have a player that was really, really good at both. And that player would be one of the highest paid special teams players in the game. He would save his general manager and head coach a roster spot and allow them to be stronger somewhere else.
Hey.
And I was fascinated by that. And so in baseball, the reason, Rob, that, you know, it's not, trust me, if all pitchers suddenly got 300 at bats, you would be amazed at how few of them could hit 200.
No.
We had CC Sabathia on the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show a couple of weeks ago. You guys both know he was a hell of a hitter. His son is a first baseman and a very good hitter. I think he's going to Georgia Tech. But CC told me, you know, he was looked at as a good hitter, but he said the misnomer there is he was a good hitter for a pitcher. He said if I was an everyday player, I wouldn't have been a good hitter.
Right. Hey,
Jay. You got to give this guy respect.
Jay, we want. Can you hold on? Can you stick so we could do the Donovan?
Well, we
Donovan.
Can ask him now. Yeah.
Let him stick.
Can you stick for the next segment, Jay?
I can, yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge.
Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
It is the Odd Couple wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard. Let's bring
and we
back.
Could talk. We could talk all night, Rob, about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, it is amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. We got Jay Crawford, WKYC-TV in Cleveland. Jay, how excited is Cleveland about this Donovan Mitchell trade?
They're through the roof because I'm fairly certain that most Cavs fans, unless they're my age and they were fans when the Dorty Price, Hot Rod right. Williams years, this is the most excitement that Cleveland Cavaliers basketball will have going into a season without LeBron James on the roster since those teams in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yep.
And so, I mean, guys, that's 30 years. And the other thing is, you know, when LeBron left, obviously the city kind of went through an identity crisis. You know, he left us, he came back, he left us. No, you know, stars don't want to play here. You've got Jose Ramirez, who is, Rob, you know this,
yep,
one of the game's most underrated superstars today. deciding to not only re-sign in Cleveland, but to give them a hometown discount. Everyone knows he could have had more money to go somewhere else.
And look where the Guardians are now. Look where they are, Jay.
Exactly. And the reason the Guardians are where they are is because their best player is their hardest player. And he's setting an example for all the young kids. So Ramirez decides, I'm going to stick in Cleveland and take less money. They go out and pay. They broke the bank for the biggest guaranteed contract in NFL history with Deshaun Watson. And now they bring in what everybody is looking at now as the missing piece. They've got all these young components. And now they've got a guy who at 25, he's not going to be 26 until next week. At 25 years old, he's going to be the oldest starter on this team. He's a three-time All-Star, a former dunk champ, and he's going to be the old guy on the starting lineup. So there's all kinds of excitement. They're thinking, you know, this could be a team that makes a deep run into the Eastern Conference this year, and who knows what can happen when you get there.
And the other thing too is I love Cleveland's thinking. I'm not into the draft picks. I'll take a proven player any day over some, you know, what might happen down the road. So I like what they did, right? I mean,
completely agree, Rob.
Let me throw this at you. I want to make sure we get to this question. There's some other stuff I could ask you about the actual team this year, but we got to bring this up. In 2 years, LeBron's contract will be up, right? He signed an extension.
They don't want him.
Right.
Well, I'm going to ask Jay. Jay is there.
They don't want him.
Now, Rob, let me finish.
Okay.
Jay, this Cavs team, I'm with you. I like them a lot, right? But let's be honest. No one expects them to even get to the finals in the next 2 years, right? Let alone win it, right? So let's say in the next 2 years that they're a good team. Second round, maybe they lose to Giannis, right? They keep bumping into Giannis or the Celtics or Joel Embiid or, you know, some superstar.
Sure.
And LeBron is free and still playing pretty well. Let's say he's had a little decline, but still playing well. Would Cleveland want him back as, you know, maybe that piece that gets them over the top to win the championship?
I can't speak for the entire fan base. I can only speak for myself. It would obviously be a split. There would be a large segment of the fan base that would say, we're done with that. Let's win or lose based on the skill level of these young kids. But there is a segment of the fan base that, now remember, in two more years, and this is hard to believe, but in two more years, you're going to be 8 years removed from your championship. 8 years. And if your scenario comes to pass where they, you know, say they make it to the semifinals of the East this year and lose.
Right.
And now they've got a year under their belt. These kids are a little more mature. You know how you take progressive steps in the NBA.
Right.
The following season, they make it to the East Finals and lose. At that point, I think a large part of the fan base would look at the situation and realize that even at his progressed age, and this all obviously stems on the idea that LeBron is still not the most dominant player in the game,
right,
but still has a lot in the tank. And there's there's indication that there's been a slight drop off, but very slight. So if 2 years from now he's still playing at a very high level, I think there would be a large portion of the fan base that would say, let's get the band back together and let's make another run. Why the hell not?
Mm. All right, Jay.
That's our man, Jay Crawford.
Appreciate
Great stuff,
you. Thank
brother.
You, buddy.
Thank you.
Always good to talk to you guys.
Yep. All right. Jay Crawford, host of the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show. Go check it out. Rob, so that's interesting. I mean, again,
we didn't have time to because I was going to jump in and say, but Jay, you got to take Bronny too. You know what I mean?
Like, well, no, they would. They gladly would. You don't think?
I'm just
saying. They still got their pick. They still got their pick in 2024.
They don't have roster space for Donovan, so Donovan has to go so that get Bronny.
Not Donovan. Donovan okay. ain't going. It's interesting, though. Who knows what LeBron will be playing like in a couple years. But that is an interesting situation. You know, if indeed, you know, again, that's way out in the future.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, would be interesting. And, look, Cleveland, though, Jay laid it out, though, Rob. They kind of got it going on. You know, the Guardians playing well.
They do. The Guardians shouldn't be leading the Central, Chris.
Right.
Right? No, right. I didn't think so.
They're playing well. And they've had some nice seasons here and there, you know, lately. Obviously, the Cavs are on the way up. And the Browns, I mean, this year, they'll still be pretty good with, you know, with Jacoby Brissett. But obviously, the future, you know, hopefully everything gets, you know, can go away. It could just be about football. The future could be bright for them in the NFL as well. All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, signing off on a TV theme song Thursday. And keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, Mike Harmon, Jason Smith next. They bring fire!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.